Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, I really got to give you kudos because you've really been a major force in not only monitoring the development of Maryland wines, but helping to promote the development of Maryland wines by, among other things, chairing the whole Governor's Cup medal awards.
The wine competition.
Yeah, the competition. Yeah, right. And I know you just recently went through that whole process again, and I believe you were telling me there's sort of big changes going on right now.
There have been. We changed the way that we run the competition a little bit. And I think one of the nicest changes is that we were able to hold the competition at the Center Club.
Oh, great
spot.
A
great venue. It really says a great deal about the quality of Maryland wines because the Center Club is really backing it totally. And I'm so pleased to say that the wines that were submitted, about 160 of them,
wow,
showed extremely well. We had more gold medals that we awarded than we ever have before. And it wasn't that there was some bad judging going on. We had the toughest panel of judges we've ever had. We had 8 sommeliers.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's serious.
That's serious. We had a lot of very serious judges. And I am so proud of Bordi for winning the Governor's Cup with their Albarino.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that something? Here's a Spanish grape that's being grown in Maryland, and it's just being made to perfection by Bordi. This is a wine that did really well in the Comptroller's Cup, which is the other competition that I run.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a very consistent performer. So Tom Burns and his winemaking staff deserve a lot of credit. And it's just nice to see Bordi doing so well because they did well in the competition.
Well, they kind of helped the whole industry get off the ground in the first place. So.
They sure did, and they're still industry leaders, no doubt about it. A few other things. Big Cork continues to really impress.
I've enjoyed their wines.
They're just knocking the socks out of it, and it's just amazing stuff. They had a Vidal ice wine that did extremely well. Their Black Cap, which is a dessert wine, won the first annual Jack Allen Cup, which is for fruit wines.
Mm-hmm.
And that's named after the founder of Linganore.
Right.
Old Westminster did extremely well. They had their Tapestry, which is a red blend, that got a gold. Linganore, as I just mentioned, had a Cabernet Reserve that really did well. And then a winery like Turkey Point, a little operation up at the top of the bay, had Lighthouse White, a beautiful white blend. One of the most intriguing wines that we tasted was from Catoctin Breeze Vineyard. They haven't made a big splash here before.
I'm not familiar with them.
They had an estate, Cabernet Franc. And this wine was extremely popular with the judges. I think it was the number 3 wine. And it was a dead ringer for a really good Loire Valley Red.
Oh, terrific.
Which is also Cabernet Franc, of course. Most Cab Franc is made in a kind of a big, heavy,
more of a Bordelais style.
Yeah, big style. This was which is a lot lighter and very, very flavorful. So I was really impressed. Crow Vineyard had a lovely Barbera Rosé, and this is an operation on the Eastern Shore. Katrina North, their young winemaker, is just doing some wonderful things. I've always loved their rosés. And they made a wonderful one out of Barbera, and they had some lovely whites as well. So to put a fine point on it, Hugh, the wine industry in Maryland is just getting better and better, and there are so many things out there to try. I hope people do.